Part 1, Making a Fortune in Real Estate. In this part, I demystify the process of how the real estate market works from an investing point of view. In addition, I talk about what you need to do to get started investing. Chapter 1, Why Real Estate? Every day, you'll have opportunities to take chances and to work outside your safety net. Sure, it's a lot easier to stay in your comfort zone, but sometimes you have to take risks. When the risks pay off, that's when you reap the biggest rewards. Are you rich? Do you have everything you want? A nice car? A great relationship? The house of your dreams? The freedom to go anywhere and do anything regardless of the time or cost? If you can answer yes to each of these questions, congratulations! You're living a totally fulfilled life with no limits on your potential. But if you're like most Americans, you probably can't answer yes to all these questions. You may be working 40 or more hours a week, earning just enough money to slowly keep sinking a little more into debt every month. Maybe you're relying on credit cards to keep paying your bills, but you know that can't last forever. Even worse, do you even know whether you'll have a job next month? Next year? With outsourcing, downsizing, and corporate bankruptcies, working a job is no longer a secure way of making a living. What about your retirement? If you're having trouble paying your monthly bills, you can't set anything aside for retirement. By the time you reach retirement age, Social Security may be paying only a fraction of what you should be getting, if Social Security is even around to pay you anything at all. In a typical year, how much time do you spend working on a detailed, practical retirement plan that has a realistic chance of being implemented? Or are you like most people who have a someday wish list? Someday I'm going to retire. Someday I'm going to pay off the mortgage. Someday I'll travel to Europe. Maybe working a second job might help pay the bills, but at what cost to your physical well-being, emotional state, and the time you spend with your family and friends? Do you want to work so hard and for so long just to pay your bills? I don't think so. And that's why I'm here to tell you that there's another way to live. You may be thinking, well, this is a great book. You just reminded me of all the stressful things in my life. But I want you to remember what bothers you, so you'll take action. I have a proven system that could change your life and your destiny. My method isn't a form of gambling, because you can implement many of my strategies and never risk losing any of your own money. Gambling is for wishers and dreamers, but the outcome is always out of your control. The odds always favor the house. So why not shift the odds in your favor? My method is for doers, which means the outcome is in your hands at all times. My method doesn't need special training or education. I know this can work without an education, because I never went past high school. My method is like starting your own business, except it won't cost a lot of money, it won't take up all your time, and won't burden you with upfront costs. This bears repeating. My method allows you to start your own business. When you consider that close to 90% of all businesses fail in the first few years, you'll be glad that my method doesn't involve owning and running a traditional business. And most importantly, if you follow what I've been able to learn and what thousands of my students have already done all over the country, you could make a fortune and take control of your destiny. You're probably ready to scream, okay, what exactly is your method? Before I tell you about my method, let me tell you its advantages. First, you can get started right away at no cost. Second, you can get started in your spare time and then decide to go full-time later if you want. Third, you can get started where you live. Fourth, you can make a little money or a lot. The only person setting limits on how much you can make is you. Now you're probably really screaming, okay, just what is your method that can lead to financial freedom? Here it is. Real estate. I'm not talking about buying and selling exotic properties such as oil fields or gold mines. Nor am I talking about buying and selling Donald Trump-like skyscrapers or luxury hotels. I'm talking about buying and selling ordinary, everyday homes and property. Before you tell yourself that you know nothing about real estate or that real estate is too complicated, let me ask you this. If you don't try something new, what do you think you'll have 1 year from now? 5 years from now? 10 or 20 years from now. Real estate investing is for anyone who wants to make money and change his or her life. If you don't change and try something new, chances are good that you'll just have more of what you already have. Because you're reading this book, however, you probably want more out of life. That means you have to change. But what exactly do you need to change to reach your goals? Here's another question. Do you believe that you could become a millionaire if you followed the same success principles that millionaires use? Of course. Success is like a recipe. If you use the same ingredients and follow the same step-by-step instructions, you'll create the same results like anyone else. Millionaires make their money in different ways, but almost everyone invests at least part of the money in a safe investment that's virtually guaranteed to increase in value. Guess what safe investment millionaires depend on? Real estate. Now, your first comment may be, millionaires can afford to invest in real estate, but not someone like me. Let me show you why that type of thinking is wrong. Real estate is everywhere. Somebody is selling real estate and somebody is buying real estate no matter the location, the weather, or the time of year. Ordinary people buy and sell houses all the time. Why can't that person be you? Anyone can do it. Doctors and lawyers can make a lot of money, but look at how many years of education they need before they can even get started. Real estate is different. You don't need a license, special education, or long years of training. You can get started right now, and I'll show you how. Real estate can generate huge profits. One real estate transaction can earn as much profit as most people make in a year. Think about that. Would you rather work all year for the same amount of money you could make in a fraction of that time? You can get started with no money down. What other type of investment enables you to potentially earn thousands, hundreds of thousands, or even millions of dollars without risking a penny of your own money? If this sounds impossible or unbelievable, read on and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Real estate is one of the fastest, easiest, and safest paths to financial freedom if you know the real estate market you're in and apply the proper strategy. Here's just one of the many secrets that make real estate investing so profitable. Suppose someone gave you $10,000 to invest. What would you do? Put the money in the bank? If you earned 5% interest, your investment would be worth $12,762.82 after 5 years. Not bad, but with the current rate of inflation of 3% per year, your investment may not make you much in the long run after you pay federal income taxes. In other words, you are barely keeping up with inflation. What about investing your $10,000 in the stock market? A good mutual fund can earn 10% to 15% a year. Not bad, but not all mutual funds will earn that amount. Some go up and down just like the stocks do. Maybe you can get a much higher rate of return by buying stocks, but which stock do you choose? Even stock analysts can't agree on which stock will increase in value, and guessing proves nearly as accurate as relying on the advice of so-called stock experts. Stock values can go up tremendously, but many more go down or increase slowly. Although you can make money in the stock market, even the best knowledge can't guarantee a profit. Do you want to hedge your future on something as unpredictable as the stock market? What about starting a traditional brick-and-mortar type business? Your $10,000 may not even get you in the front door. Maybe a restaurant. Only about 10% of new restaurants nationwide ever make it. If you invest $10,000 in the stock market, a bank account, or a business, what do you have? A $10,000 investment. But what happens if you invest $10,000 in real estate, using a principle known as cash-on-cash returns? Even with a traditional loan and a down payment of $10,000, you can purchase a $100,000 property. So your $10,000 investment is actually worth $100,000. Where else can you buy a $100,000 investment for a fraction of its actual value? And unlike any other investment, you can buy all types of real estate without using any of your own money. Imagine the type of return that can yield. Suppose your real estate property increases in value from $100,000 to $110,000. You've just earned back your $10,000 investment for a 100% return. How many other types of investments can give you a potential 100% return in such a short time? It's as simple as this. If you've got 5% interest on your $10,000 in the bank, you would make $500 in 1 year. If you use that same $10,000 for a down payment on a $100,000 home, and it went up in value the same 5%, you would earn $5,000 on your money because you are making a profit on the entire worth of the property, not just your investment. Real estate is the only type of investment that allows you to invest with little or no money down, but still gain 100% of the appreciation from the entire value of the property. You get 100% ownership, 100% of any rental income the property generates, 100% of all appreciation, and best of all, 100% of the tax advantages. And you're not using all your money to buy the property, which essentially lets you get rich on somebody else's, the bank's, money. Now, let me improve the return on your investment even further. We will get into details of rents and expenses in later chapters, but assume for a moment that after collecting rent and paying the taxes, insurance, and mortgage, you net an additional $100 per month, or $1,200 a year. If you divide the $1,200 net positive cash flow per year by your $10,000 initial investment in this property, your cash-on-cash return on investment is an additional 12% per year. And I haven't even touched on the increase in your return as a result of the income tax benefits. Real estate isn't just an investment. It's a wealth-building strategy that lets you leverage your money, or lack thereof, to gain the advantages of a higher-priced investment at a fraction of its actual cost. If this little secret to leveraging your money in real estate hasn't opened your eyes to the possibilities available to you, keep reading. I'm going to tell you every secret I know, because I sincerely hope you will take action to improve your financial future. Even if you decide not to invest in real estate, I urge you to write down your goals, develop a plan, and take action now for achieving financial freedom in any way you choose. I believe that real estate is the best investment option available. It allowed me, a regular guy with only a high school education from a small town, starting with no money, to live a life I once only dreamed of. I've seen it work for hundreds of people who have followed my step-by-step real estate investing plans. It changed their lives from ones of despair and pessimism to ones of hope and optimism. I know my real estate plan will work because I've tested it over and over. These techniques aren't something I dreamed up on the beach one day. They are proven techniques I learned through trial and error by studying other successful people. These are the techniques I'm going to share with you. What you're getting is the best advice I know. But it's up to you to use my plan and take action to turn your life around. My plan is a roadmap, but you are the catalyst. Take action now. You owe it to yourself to live the best life possible. What if I don't have $10,000? Maybe you are like most people and don't have $10,000 to start your real estate investing career. If so, you are probably a little frustrated right now and are asking yourself, where am I going to get my initial down payment money? I have dozens of creative methods developed over 20 years of investing to get you started with little or no money of your own. Now, you might be thinking this isn't for real, that you can't invest in real estate without money. You will soon learn about locking up deals and assigning them to other buyers for huge profits, lease options, seller financing, foreclosures in which you get paid to take ownership of the property, tax sales, and much more. $1 million in property with no money down. Throughout this book, I share real-life stories in which I, or one of my students, use the strategies explained in this book to achieve massive success. Did it happen on its own or magically? Of course not. Armed with the knowledge of what to do and how to do it, successful students then took action to make it happen. Real life story. Nathan and his family live on the outskirts of Kansas City, Missouri. Before ordering my Think a Little Different real estate course, he had never invested in real estate. He thought that the only way to purchase property was if you had money saved for the purpose. Then he tried my no money down investing techniques. In the 2 years since Nathan started, he bought 11 houses with a combined value of well over $1 million, using none of his own money. He rents all his properties, earns a positive cash flow each month, and has increased his net worth by $300,000. This is how Nathan bought his first foreclosure. He told his realtor that he wanted to look for some properties that were in foreclosure or that had already gone through foreclosure. His realtor called him a few days later with 10 foreclosures to look at, one of which was a bank REO. You'll learn about REOs in Chapter 17. When he saw the property, he was shocked. It was a beautiful 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom house on a 1-acre fence lot. Nathan felt that the price was about $40,000 less than the market value. He told the realtor to start the paperwork because he wanted it. Nathan asked for a concession to pay for minor repairs and carpet. The concession meant that the bank had to give back some of the purchase price to cover repairs. The bank agreed and gave him $1,200. He did the repairs for half that amount. Plus, he used 100% financing for the property. You'll learn how to do this in part 3. He wound up purchasing the house without a dime of his own money and ended up with $600 in his pocket. He rents the house, and the tenants pay all his expenses, plus give him an additional profit of a few $100 every month, all while his equity in the property continues to grow. What a great deal for his first foreclosure. Now, if you're thinking it seems like Nathan knew what he was doing, you're right. But he only put into practice the same principles I will be sharing with you in this book. So get ready for a life-changing experience. It doesn't take money to make money. When I tell people about the incredible opportunities available in real estate, the first question most ask is, does it take a lot of money? I've found that you can reword this question into another one that most people are too afraid to ask. If I make a mistake investing in real estate, could I lose everything I own? As I explain in Chapter 14, you can invest in real estate without risking a single penny of your own money. I know this may sound too good to be true, but it's not. Even if you invest your own money in real estate, can you really lose it all? If you put $10,000 in the stock market and the company goes out of business, you could lose your entire $10,000 investment. If you put $10,000 to start your own business and it fails, you could lose all $10,000. If you invest $10,000 in real estate, you actually own more than a $10,000 piece of property. Depending on the real estate market, your property could be worth $100,000 or more. Historically, real estate appreciation has always increased faster than inflation. If property values go up, your $100,000 property could conceivably be worth $120,000 or more, netting you a profit. If property values go down, you can still make money by renting your property and using the rent money to pay off the mortgage, essentially giving you the property for free. When the real estate market eventually increases, you can sell the property at a profit. And this is only one strategy of many that you are about to learn on making money in a booming or falling real estate market. It is possible to lose money investing in real estate, and I've made plenty of mistakes. The main reason people lose money in real estate is by using the wrong strategy at the wrong time. For example, between 2001 and early 2006, home prices in Phoenix, Arizona rose at unprecedented rates. It was almost impossible not to make money by simply buying a property, cleaning it up, and putting it back on the market. I bought the house across the street from mine with 100% financing for $493,000. I then painted it, cleaned the carpets, and put in new appliances. 6 weeks later, I sold the house for $639,000. After paying the realtor's commission and the cost for the repairs, I pocketed more than $100,000. What would have happened if I had bought that same house, fixed it up, and tried to sell it when the Phoenix real estate market was experiencing a downturn? If you guessed that I'd lose money, you're right. This is the way too many people invest in real estate, buying property and hoping that prices will rise. But, as I'll show you, you can make money in any real estate market if you follow appropriate strategies. I bought my first piece of property more than 20 years ago, starting without a mentor, money, or experience. I made plenty of mistakes, but out of the millions of dollars in real estate transactions I've made over the years, I've lost money on only one piece of property, mainly because I was not experienced enough to read the real estate cycle I was in. Investing in real estate is more about how much you can make rather than how much you could lose. By following my methods, you'll avoid the mistakes that took me decades to learn, and you'll learn the techniques that can make you money the fastest, easiest way possible. The best way to avoid losing a lot of money investing in real estate is to start with as little money of your own as possible. Ultimately, success in real estate investing depends less on the amount of money you invest and more on the amount of knowledge you apply. Real estate investing is not difficult. Investing in real estate may seem confusing and complicated with all those contracts, property titles, and legal forms, But it's not. The main reason real estate investing seems so confusing is because it's new to most people. What are you really good at? Are you good at your job, your hobby, being a parent? Being good at something gives you the confidence to make decisions that less experienced people might shy away from. If you are a parent, you probably go about your daily routine as if it were nothing. But to someone who isn't a parent, your tasks might seem overwhelming, difficult, or even impossible. If you tried to teach me how to do a skill that you excel at, do you think I could? Yes, maybe not as well as you at first, or ever, but I can learn from you, and you can teach me. In my case, I know real estate. I've made millions in real estate where others could not see the profit, and I've taught thousands of people all over the country how to make money in real estate. So I know how to personally profit from real estate, as well as how to teach others to make money from real estate. By reading this book and following my step-by-step approach, you'll gradually gain confidence and learn how to do everything that I've done. If I can do it, you can too. Learning how to invest in real estate requires time. The good news is that I'll tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. Even better, I'll show you shortcuts to help you get started investing like a real estate pro. Remember, you don't have to learn everything from scratch like I did. You'll be using my proven, time-tested methods, and I'll walk you through every step. All the knowledge you need to get started is right here. The only way you can fail is by not taking action. Fear of change. The one permanent emotion of the inferior man is fear. Fear of the unknown, the complex, the inexplicable. What he wants above everything else is safety. Henry Louis Mencken. For most people, perhaps the biggest obstacle to realizing their dreams is the fear of change. Oftentimes, it's easier to face the misery that we know rather than taking a chance to face the unknown. When people first go to prison, they hate it. The longer they stay there, the more they start to tolerate it. If they stay too long, they start embracing it until finally the thought of leaving is more painful than the problems of staying. When people can no longer function outside prison, they're said to be institutionalized. If they were set free tomorrow, they would be so terrified at the thought of freedom that they would do anything to return to the known miseries of prison, where they feel comfortable and safe. Don't let yourself become institutionalized. If your job isn't the best it could be, it's time to change. If your relationship isn't the greatest it could be, it's time to change the way you behave. Or it's time to find a new relationship. If you're not happy with your house or car, it's time to make a change. Here's a secret when it comes to change. Everyone is afraid of change. Courage comes from going through with change, accepting it, and adapting to it. You can't stop change, so you might as well learn to embrace it. If you do absolutely nothing, guess what? The world around you changes anyway, and ultimately forces you to change. Later in the book, I share with you the same proven techniques that I shared with people in my best-selling book, Totally Fulfilled. I'll show you how to embrace change and make it something you look forward to instead of fear. You will love the new outlook you can gain from these simple techniques, and they will help eliminate the fear of change in your life forever. Fear of the unknown. You block your dream when you allow your fear to grow bigger than your faith. Mary Manon Morrissey. Combined with the fear of change is the fear of the unknown. Starting anything new can be frightening. Remember your first day of school? You may have been going to that school for the past few years, but starting a new school year always created anxiety until you settled into a routine. One student told me that he watched my TV show for years, contemplating whether he should get my program. He had plenty of discussions with his wife about whether or not they should take the chance. Now remember, this isn't the fear of buying his first property, but the fear of just getting the course. He was brought up in such a structured home that anything out of the ordinary, in this case, investing in real estate without using your own money, was fearful. Eventually, he purchased my course, my book, and some advanced training. He is now on his 11th property. His net worth is $300,000. He has a positive cash flow from the properties he bought with no money down, and his outlook on life has changed. I'll tell you more about him later in the book. Doing anything new causes that same feeling of anxiety. When I bought my first property, I was nervous and frightened. I didn't have anyone to guide me or any books to help me. I felt anxious and fearful. Fear is natural. People who succeed face their fears and take action despite them. People who succeed have an undying passion to accomplish and achieve their dreams and goals. People who succeed believe in themselves, are highly focused, are driven, and use fear as a motivator to find a way to achieve. Now, if you're saying, maybe I'm not that kind of person, I say you're wrong. We are all that person on the inside, but in many cases, an unsatisfied life has beaten us down. Or we looked for an opportunity for a better way for so long with poor results that we gave up. You have the ingredients to overcome anything, to embrace the unknown, and to accomplish your dreams. You just may need to wipe away those cobwebs and find the inner you that deserves to come back in view. You can never eliminate fear, but you can use your fear and turn it into your strength. If your fear tells you that you might lose a lot of money, great. Take some extra time to thoroughly study the situation and do whatever you can to protect yourself. If your fear tells you that real estate is too complicated or too hard to understand, great. Use the examples of other people in this book and on my website at www.deangraziosi.com to build confidence. Anytime your fear tells you that you can't do something, use that as motivation to learn more so that the reason behind your fear melts away. Your fear is doing nothing more than trying to protect you. Use it. Your fear might be telling you that you can't make money investing in real estate, but put your fear aside for a moment, and I'll show you exactly how you can succeed. I'll give you real-life examples so you can learn what other people did right and wrong. I'll guide you through real estate investing so you'll know exactly what to expect, what to do, and what to look for. I'll show you how to find, evaluate, and analyze properties. I'll lead you through a process that will allow you to understand real estate as a whole. By the time you finish this book, you'll know more about real estate transactions than most people out there already making money. Your fear may come from a lack of resources. I'll show you everything I know. But if there's anything you don't understand, ask questions from other people and keep searching for answers so you can keep moving forward. Don't let fear paralyze you. Let fear motivate you. Preparation and knowledge can calm your fears and increase your confidence. So when it comes time to take action, you'll feel comfortable. Like any skill, the more you learn and take action investing in real estate, the easier it will get. Remember, knowledge without action is just good reading, but knowledge combined with action equals results. I will show you how to establish a team of professionals who can act as advisors in real estate transactions. Real estate agents, attorneys, insurance agents, home inspectors and appraisers, accountants and CPAs, bankers, property managers, and contractors. Although we are all responsible for our own decisions, I will show you how to best utilize the strengths of your network of professionals and how to avoid over-reliance on them as well. I will show you the qualities I look for when I am selecting my team. After you overcome your initial fear of real estate investing, it's only natural for new fears to pop up. Maybe you're afraid of paying too much for a property. Maybe you're afraid of buying a property at the wrong time. Relax. I'll show you how to minimize those fears by teaching you how to evaluate properties and make money regardless of the real estate cycle. I want you to develop the confidence to analyze property and determine whether to purchase it, how much to pay for it, and how to turn a losing property into a winner. There is rarely a wrong time to buy property because I'll show you how to make money whether the real estate market is shooting up, falling down, or doing nothing. The secret to my real estate techniques isn't timing, but applying the proper strategy to maximize your profits no matter what the real estate market is doing. You can build on my foundation. I'm confident that if you follow my techniques, you can be successful at real estate investing too. If you study successful people, you'll find one common thread to their success. They have a passionate commitment to achieving their goals. When you combine passion with goals and a solid program to guide you, fear takes a backseat to your passion and desire to achieve. You provide the passion and dream, and I'll provide the plan to show you how to get there. So let's get started. One of my first real estate deals. I think that as we get older, trying something new becomes harder because we get stuck in our ways. I ask that you read this book with a childlike enthusiasm and think of no option except that it can work for you if you apply my proven principles and strategies. Taking action always outweighs overanalyzing, but the right combination of knowledge and action is even better, and that's what you're going to learn in this book. One reason my first real estate deal worked was because I never thought that it wasn't going to work. My youth and inexperience kept me focused on winning and nothing else. If I had been older and overanalyzed the situation, I may have never have done it. In my late teens, I was flat broke. An apartment house in town had once been a decent place, but the owners had let the wrong tenants in, and the place began to deteriorate. Soon there were broken down cars in the yard, garbage piled in the hallways, a broken front door, and some busted windows. This apartment house was for sale, but its horrible appearance meant that no bank was going to give anyone a loan to buy it. It wouldn't have been able to get a certificate of occupancy, and in most cases, you can't close on a piece of property unless a certificate of occupancy exists. A certificate of occupancy means the property is livable, and this place wasn't, especially with the front porch ready to fall down with an 8-foot drop underneath it. After some negotiations with the sellers on the price, I told them, I'd like 45 days to clean that place up, but then you have to sell it to me. To keep you from selling it to anybody else, I'm going to give you a tiny down payment. But in 45 days, I will start pursuing a bank loan. Then I have 60 days from that point to close on the property. The seller agreed. Now here's the scary part that I would not suggest anyone else do. Once the seller and I had a deal, I immediately went to work on the place before I even knew whether I could get a bank loan. I thought if the bank were to look at this place before I made it look pretty, I would never get the loan. So I blindly put my heart, soul, and sweat equity into cleaning up the place. First, I got rid of the junk in the front yard by calling a junk dealer, who took everything away for free so he could sell it for scrap. Then I got together with some friends and hired the cheapest laborers I could find. Together, we fixed all the broken windows, the front door, and the porch. My contract with the owners allowed me to evict some of the worst tenants, so I got rid of the ones who were unwilling to be a part of the massive cleanup. We planted flowers across the front, mowed the lawn, trimmed the hedges, and painted the front of the building. Then we went inside and painted the hallway and cleaned up a couple of the apartments that we had evicted people from. They were nice apartments. They just needed to be cleaned. In 45 days, the building looked gorgeous. I then went to the bank and was fortunate enough to get a loan. In fact, I got a loan for 100% of the money I needed because the property appraised for so much more money than I was buying it for. I kept that apartment house for many years, and each month I enjoyed great positive cash flow from it. Then I sold it during a peak cycle and made a wonderful profit. What a great learning experience, and what a great sense of accomplishment. To this day, I can remember standing on the front lawn, looking at the house after I purchased the property, and feeling the sense of accomplishment that came from knowing I did everything I said I was going to do. Conclusion. Now, I don't suggest that you rush into your first deal like I did. But looking back, I was so aggressive because I knew what I wanted, and I wasn't going to let anything stand in my way. There was no what-if option, only when. If a naive kid who came from no money, had no mentors, and never went to college can do it, you can too. This book will give you the tools you need to get started. You just have to promise me that you'll take action. Your first deal could be just weeks away.